The idea of a terrorist attack at a nuclear plant has been a plausible scenario since nuclear energy was first developed. But since the 9/11 attacks, efforts to safeguard such sites have increased. Parties involved in Tuesday's drill included the Federal Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, Xcel Energy, and three counties in the Minnesota-Wisconsin region. Authorities did their best to alert locals that the event wasn't a genuine emergency or threat.
The exercise was strictly security-related and did not involve an actual release of radioactive material.
Gary Brown directs Pierce County Emergency Management. He says this first-of-a-kind drill was the brainchild of many years' worth of discussion, meant to address a terrorist event from inside a nuclear plant as opposed to non-man-made threats such as severe storms.
With a terrorist event, there's much more law enforcement-related resources that are taxed that normally aren't taxed as much during a regular exercise. It's certainly gotten more refined since the 9/11 situation.
National intelligence advisors have cited the possibility of more attacks staged on U.S. soil from Al-Qaeda. A similar exercise is planned for next year in Monticello, Minnesota. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.